Good morning, it's 844. Goodwill Industries of the Valley says put a lot of people to work in recent years, even winning an award for a skills training program recently. There's plenty of good news in the annual community report as well. Joining WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me live in studio this morning, we'll talk about all of that, is Kelly Sandridge, the Vice President of Brand Strategy and External Affairs, and Stephanie Herr, Senior Director of Program Services. Kelly and Stephanie, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here on a nice sunny Friday morning. No rain, right?
Thank goodness.
Now, before we get into some of these details, Kelly, if you would tell us what is the coverage area for Goodwill Industries of the Valleys. It's not just here in Roanoke at the headquarters, right?
That's right. We actually serve 31 counties and 13 cities in the Commonwealth of Virginia. So mm-hmm. we run the 81 corridor from Harrisonburg all the way down to Galax. And then we go from Charlottesville, pick up Covington and Lynchburg, and down to Martinsville. Yes.
Okay.
You know, Kelly and Stephanie, you know, a lot of people, they think of Goodwill, they think of the drop-off boxes and the thrift centers where people drop off clothes and furniture. I've got one out near me here, which I use quite frequently. But that's just a funding mechanism for services like job training programs. You think sometimes people don't realize that. It seems like you've been doing a good job lately getting the message out that, hey, you're unused items turn into training programs.
They do. And thanks for telling us we're doing a good job with that.
We appreciate it.
So you're exactly right. There is a lot of confusion about what we do. And the stores are really the engine that drives our ability to fund our mission. So when you donate to our stores and then buy clothes in our stores, you're funding job training and employment programs that help people in our community get back to work or gain greater independence.
And I think it's more important now than ever. When people give a donation or something to a nonprofit, they want to see a return on investment. So it's an effective message to let people know that, hey, that leisure suit you're not wearing anymore or whatever is turning into job training. I think it's important, more important now than ever for nonprofits to get that message out.
You're exactly right.
Stephanie, what is your role, Director of Program Services? How do you get involved with what Goodwill does?
Absolutely. So I provide support to all of our programming across the territory that Kelly described. So we provide support to youth, adults, and seniors who are looking to get back to work or gain greater independence.
If you can, and I know I talked to somebody else at Goodwill, the award that you recently won from Goodwill National,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
International
mm-hmm. was for specific job training skills. And are you finding that, Stephanie, that you've just got to really hone in on what skills are needed out in the market?
Absolutely, absolutely. So we look at particularly what are those in-demand sectors that our employers are looking at. So particularly in this area, we have focused on healthcare, information technology, and advanced manufacturing. So we work with a lot of men and women, again, seniors. We work with people reentering society after incarceration to gain greater skills in in-demand sectors. And really working to meet people where they are. So particularly in information technology, we may have people that come to us looking for more of those foundational skills, keyboarding, introduction to Microsoft Office, all the way up to advanced certification. So A+, Security Plus, and helping people to earn a greater wage and be able to develop a career.
Mm-hmm. How, if you had a look at a cross-section, and we talk with Kelly Sandridge and Stephanie Herr from Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, if you had to look at a cross-section of who's coming to you for training, who are these people? There are many people, for instance, that have some kind of challenge, physical challenge. Mm-hmm. But who in general, who are these people?
So we serve the entire spectrum. We serve young adults. So we provide job training to young adults with disabilities as young as 16. We provide mentoring opportunities to those same young adults, say as young as 14, and then go all the way up to adults who, as I said, are reentering society, who have a criminal background, those who maybe have laid off from work or who are want to develop skills to gain advancement in their current employer, all the way up to senior citizens who are looking to earn a wage after retirement.
We were actually at a business yesterday talking to them, and they told us that they had an employee yeah. who wasn't great on the computer. They sent him to us, took our free computer classes at the Melrose Jobs campus, and came back to them and was able to be more efficient and more productive in their job.
You need to put that guy in a commercial.
I know. We need to find him. They right. just told us about him. So,
it seems like maybe this is some of your doing, Kelly, that you guys use things like YouTube videos and things like that pretty well. Is that something mm-hmm. that Goodwill, even internationally, is focusing on more, or is that something that you're focusing on more to get your message out?
We're using social media a lot. So we're doing a lot of videos. We have a Facebook page, Twitter page. We have Instagram. And so we're really using those mechanisms to help us tell our story, because people, that's where people are, and that's where people are getting a lot of their information. Some Goodwills are doing it, others are not. So every Goodwill is independent. That's one thing that's really interesting about Goodwills, is we are local organizations serving local communities.
Hmm. You know, you just put out your 2018 community report, and you've been going around to various localities and showing it. What I think it's, and you can see the report online. What I think it's interesting about the community report, it's short, at least the version that's online, easy to read, easy to pick out statistics, easy to show how effective you've been. Is that one of the goals for the community report, as far as showing how many people you're training and how many people you're serving on a yearly basis, so that people could really digest it?
Well, so in 2018, we served more than 47,000 people, and that was across, again, that entire spectrum of people looking for job assistance, people, youth receiving mentoring opportunities, you know, all the entire wealth of people that we serve. In terms of the goals for the report, Kelly, if you speak a little bit about that in terms of what the showing the impact.
We really want to show the community what they're doing mm-hmm. to help Goodwill succeed, and help, and that means putting people back to work and helping them gain greater independence. So we just want something really visual that shows people their impact, because it really is a community effort. We can't do it without our community members, our donors, our volunteers, and those who support us financially. And in addition to the brochure, we also have a video report that you can watch, and you can hear some stories from individuals that we've helped in that video report too.
And what's your website address?
GoodwillValleys.com.
And I wanted, before I turn it back to Joey, I think I read, Stephanie, about 3,300 people were placed in competitive employment last year.
That's right.
And almost half of them earned some kind of special credential.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that. Those special credentials, is that something that, for instance, you're working in concert with local businesses in the region that say, hey, I need this skill, that skill?
That's right. So we don't do this alone. We have a lot of partnerships in the community, both with other training providers and local employers. So we work very closely with our local employers to determine what their needs are and help them to develop a pipeline of employers that will meet those needs.
All right, it is 8:51 at WFIR. We are visiting this morning with Kelly Sandridge and also Stephanie Herr from Goodwill Industries of the Valleys. 2018 community report talks about more than $52 million returned to the community. What does that mean, and how is it broken down?
So what that means is we are a nonprofit organization. So what people give to us, we give back to the community. And that's through our training and employment programs mm-hmm. that we provide to youth, adults, and seniors who need the ability to find the skills they need to either find work, find a better job, or to become more independent. So when you look at that $52 million, it's really an investment in our community and the people within our community.
Sure. Hmm. Yeah, so, you know, the other thing I wanted to talk about again is the large majority of Goodwill revenues come from donated items. And mm-hmm. there were over in the region over 1 million items donated last year. And you're saying that 90% of all the revenues go to training and employment programs.
And they're donated 1 million times. So
oh,
that's
million
not
times.
Even not
a, okay.
over so, 1 million times. So that's when you drop off a truckload or you drop off a Kroger bag full. It's one donation.
Okay.
So just to clarify that. So our community is very, very, very generous to us and helping us support those that need the job training and employment.
What types of items can't you guys use?
The only thing really we can't use are like large appliances, TVs, refrigerators, things like that. We can't, we're not allowed to take used mattresses.
Okay.
And then things that have been recalled, we can't take those, and we can't take televisions. Televisions are an interesting recycling.
Even the newer ones? I know you can't take the old ones. But.
Yeah, even, well, it's hard to distinguish. For,
right.
So unfortunately, we just kind of have to say we don't take televisions.
Mm-hmm. Wanted to kind of segue a little bit before I ask some more questions. I just talked to Sheila Umberger. Within the next month or so,
yeah.
the new Melrose Library, 15,000 square feet, is going to open at the Melrose campus for
yes.
Goodwill, mm-hmm. actually within one of your buildings. Talk about that. Is there sort of a synergy there that'll happen?
Yeah, why don't you take that one,
sure,
Stephanie?
Sure. So we they will be opening on July 22nd, I believe. And
make sure you're there.
Yes, we will be there. And absolutely. So we have already begun those conversations in terms of how can we work with them in terms of the vast amount of programming that they offer that we also have some cooperation with. So we believe that having them in the building with us will create greater opportunities to serve particularly some of the youth in that community as well. We're really excited about that opportunity.
And maybe expose more of these people coming to the library to your training programs.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Get them through the door. Mm-hmm. Coming. Okay. I wanted to ask you, Stephanie, if the economy stays strong like it is and unemployment figures are very far down, like 3% in Virginia, is it going to, what will happen to the Goodwill training programs? Do you think that it'll create more demand for them and maybe lead to jobs with a higher pay scale for some of these people?
I believe that you're right. So one of the things that we're looking at, particularly as those unemployment numbers continue to be low, is there are still people that are struggling to find employment and that have challenges or barriers to employment. So we have to take a look at our programming and refine it, if you will, in terms of making sure that we're meeting the needs of those that are still seeking employment. But I believe the need will continue.
And I'm imagining that, depending on the scarcity of the workforce, that there might be some employers out there that may consider somebody they hadn't considered in the past.
Yes, you're right. You're right. And so that's, again, where those partnerships with our businesses come into play. So we have many employers that will come to us and say that we're seeking employees and we're finding this to be a challenge. And so we can work directly with them to meet those needs and hopefully employ more people. Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Kelly Sanders and Stephanie Herr from the Goodwill Industries of the Valleys. I wanted to know, I guess you offer tours also of the Melrose campus. Who comes to those tours? And are you, for instance, inviting employers to come see the training services, the things like that you can offer?
We are inviting anybody who wants to see our mission. And that's truly what the tours are. People often think that they're a physical walk through the building. You kind of do that, but you also meet the people who have been served by Goodwill and hear their stories from them. It's a one-hour tour that happens once a month. You can find information on our website, just search tour. And we'd love to have local business leaders, local community members who just want to learn a little bit more about what happens when they donate that item to Goodwill.
Mm. You know, I want to ask you, we've got about a minute or so left. How long have you been with Goodwill?
I've been there almost 14 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to date you or anything. But I'm just wondering, how have you seen things change over the 14 years?
Yes. And Stephanie's actually been there longer than
okay.
me. So, but when I started with Goodwill in 2005, we were serving about 1,800 people total and placing 233 people into employment.
That must have been a smaller coverage area though, correct?
No.
Really?
No. And that is how much we've grown. The shift has really been that we now provide services to individuals who have disadvantages, returning citizens, people who are low income that haven't had the opportunity to get the training. And that's where the shift has really been. We still serve those individuals with disabilities that we always have. We just serve a greater population now.
And Stephanie, 20-second answer, how have things changed when you've seen it?
I would agree with everything Kelly said, and just the diversification of our services, being able to provide greater opportunities to more people.
All right. And the diversity of training programs as well?
Yes. And again, bringing in that business component, that's something that we've seen just in the last several years as well and has been very helpful.
All right. Well, Kelly Sanders, Stephanie Herr from Goodwill Industries of the Valley, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.